This is Elrahira and the Labyrinth of Ice, written by Serenade, read by Mistborn Hero, a Watership Down podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Elrahira, Firth, Prince Rainbow, Rapscuttle. It is tagged for quests, labyrinths, sacrifices, hurt, comfort. Summary. Elrahira goes on a quest to find Lord Frith when he goes missing. Every rabbit knows that Lord Frith rests from his work at night and sleeps longer in the winter, as all creatures do. But once, long ago, there was a time when Lord Frith disappeared completely, the darkness lit only by moon and stars. Day after day, or rather night after night, Elrahira and his people shivered in the cold. He became so desperate he even went to his old enemy, Prince Rainbow. "Dig your burrows deep for a long winter," Prince Rainbow told him. "Lord Frith has gone away to a great conclave in the far north of the world, but I fear his rivals mean to trick him into staying there forever." "Rivals?" Elrahira asked. Prince Rainbow laughed, but without humor. "Lord Frith has as many rivals as there are stars in the sky. He made them all, but they all aspire to his greatness and covet lordship over this world." "What can I do?" Elrahira said. "There is nothing a rabbit can do," Prince Rainbow said. "Even one as cunning as you. We are talking about the lords of the heavens, far above you and me." Elrahira was daunted, but still determined. Whatever rivals Lord Frith might have, they could not know as many tricks as Elrahira. He gathered the bravest of his followers and his loyal lieutenant, Rapscuttle. Together, they set off north, and a terrible journey it was. Through darkness and danger, full of peril, at last, they came to a barren wasteland where the ground was sharp with frost and the trees were bowed with ice, and the snow was piled up into pillars. The brutal cold made their senses dull and their bodies sluggish. One by one they slowed and stopped, but as soon as anyone stopped moving forward, the falling snow encased them where they stood. Elrahira had the horrifying realization that all the snow pillars had once been other animals, now trapped and frozen in place. He summoned up what courage he could. "We can still make it, Rapscuttle. Just don't stop moving." No answer came. He turned around and saw he was talking to a pillar of snow. Elrahira wept. After a while, he went on alone. Finally, he came to a place where the stars stood still, and the moon neither waxed nor waned. On the horizon, he beheld a shining castle made of ice. Lights shone from it, white and red and orange and yellow. He was sure that was where the great conclave would be. But between him and the castle lay a labyrinth of ice, its walls high and thick and deathly cold. Elrahira plunged inside. The labyrinth of ice went on, and he thought it might never end. But every so often, as he turned a corner, he would see glimpses of warm yellow light. Lord Frith was close by, ready to be called home. The castle grew nearer and nearer, and then he reached a dead end. The castle was on the other side of the wall, but there was no way out. The whole labyrinth had been a trick. He slumped to the ground in exhaustion and despair. The cold sapped his strength and hope. Around him, on all sides, in the towering blocks of ice, his reflection slumped too. He looked so small and insignificant. How must he appear to the celestial beings who ruled far above? No more than an animal, and an animal who was hunted by other animals at that. He had no name. He was nobody, not a prince, not a hero. He was just a rabbit, scared and lost and alone. But he remembered the stories all rabbits knew. And he thought, what would El Rahira do? El Rahira would try all his tricks. He would use his strength and his speed and his cunning, and at last he would never give up, even if he died trying, because he loved his people more than his own life. The rabbit stood up, and in the ice a thousand reflections of rabbits stood up too. And suddenly they seemed like more than reflections. They were him, and they were more than him. He saw them all alive and across the ages, and they all looked back at him too. He wasn't just one rabbit. He was every rabbit who had ever been scared or lost or alone. Every rabbit who had carried more than they thought their heart could bear. "I may have a thousand names," he whispered, "but I am a thousand too." He pressed his back against the wall of ice. It melted a little against his warmth, but it also drained him dreadfully. But he wasn't doing this by himself. All the other rabbits were also melting the ice, and suddenly, in a great tumble, the wall cracked open, and as he collapsed, sunshine spilled out. Lord Frith rose above the broken wall of ice. "El Rahira," he said, giving him back his name, who had given him a thousand enemies and given him the gifts to outlast them. "Why have you come looking for me? Did you think I would not return?" "My lord," El Rahira said, "many days have passed. My people need you." Lord Frith looked at the motionless sky, and he knew this was the truth. "I have stayed longer than I intended. I owe you my thanks." Humbly, El Rahira said, "I thought, perhaps, you might have forgotten, my lord." "I will never forget my promise." Lord Frith gathered him up, gentle warmth reviving his chilled body. The light of Lord Frith spread across the barren wasteland. The frost melted from the ground, and the ice melted from the trees, and the snow pillars melted back into rabbits, who blinked in surprise. Lord Frith sent them home on a sunbeam, but he carried El Rahira all the way himself. "Never fear your rivals, my lord," El Rahira said, drowsy and content in the everlasting light. "One day, we rabbits might outnumber the stars." Lord Frith answered, "The stars themselves might well tremble at that." Then El Rahira was on a sunny hillside overlooking the busy warren, and Lord Frith was in the sky once more, watching over the world. Rapscuttle looped up the hill and lay down beside him. "It's a beautiful day for eating grass in the sun." "Yes," El Rahira said. "Yes, it is." The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE as a gift for Kitsune Heart. I hope you enjoyed. I always see you talking about the book in Discord, and I had sort of been drawn to like checking it out, but not enough to actually check it out. And then I got you as my giftee for ITPE, and I decided that it was as good a time as any to actually read the book. And I had a lot of fun listening. I definitely loved the lore more than I loved the characters, so I was glad that your request was for lore-based fics. And I figured this one, being an Elrahira fic counts as it being lore, because that's how they do the world building. So I hope you enjoyed, and thank you for listening.